Now, somebody's saying Vera's birthday was in May.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, yeah, I thought it was much earlier.
Who it's was like saying
beginning of May sometime?
Oh, I somebody was telling me. I don't know why I thought her birthday was on Wednesday.
Because he said, Big Fatty said the old goat had his birthday this week.
Oh, yeah.
Well, who is the old goat?
Well, I suppose it was Auntie Vera.
That's what I assume.
But I remember he had his birthday much earlier.
No, Auntie Vera is the old gal.
Oh.
I thought it was the old sea hag.
Well, no, he doesn't call her sea hag anymore. No snark.
Yeah. I think Big Fatty is confusing everybody with it.
Well, no, when is Gooch's birthday? Maybe it was Gooch.
The old goat.
Maybe it was Gooch. When's Gooch's birthday?
No, it's not his either.
It's in like November, December.
I don't know. Okay, never mind. Well, then fuck her. No, I'm just kidding.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I think Big Fatty is confusing.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1036 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 18th of January, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we have got more voice letters, and Big Patty hadn't been feeling good. Hello, whiteies. Big Fatty, that's racist. No, that's not racist. That's in honor of Miss Betty White. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty didn't go to the coal mine on Tuesday, because y'all, I did not sleep at all on Monday night. I don't know what was wrong with me, but the harder I tried, the more difficult it became to sleep. And y'all, it was awful. Awful. Awful, awful, awful. And Tuesday, I just sent Larry Claw an e-letter and said, Big Fatty did not sleep, and I don't feel good, and I'm not coming in. I said I'm not coming in until after lunch. And y'all, then the damn robot calls started. Y'all, I'm telling you, I can't wait. I can't wait for the rest of you to get to experience all these robot calls. Because y'all, let me, I'm just going to tell you right now, I've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I've had 6 robot calls already today. And y'all, it is just 6:30 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I guarantee I'll get at least a couple more before the evening is over. But, y'all, it's, there's the 7th one right there, and I'm telling you, y'all, it is the most annoying damn thing, and I don't know how to make it stop, other than I just don't answer them. And, but y'all, it doesn't mean that they don't come in and bug the living hell out of me. So anyway, y'all, Florida, get ready. Get ready, Florida. And and I'll be so glad when all these political ads are off the TV machine, y'all. It's just, it's broken. It's just broken. That's all I'm going to say about it. So anyway, but y'all, I didn't feel well, and then the robot calls started and woke me up, and y'all, I had a fever, and then I had the chills, and y'all, Tuesday was a terrible day for Big Fatty. But anyway, I'm feeling better. I'm feeling better now. I think I've kind of got a thud head. Big Fatty, please, you are a thud head. But y'all, one of the highlights of Monday night was y'all, they had that, what do you call it? They had that 90th birthday for that Miss Betty White on the TV machine, y'all. And, they had, Y'all, I tell you what, Miss Betty White, y'all, the poor thing, she looked like she had lipstick in the corner of her mouth during the thing. But, y'all, it just made me sad to see some of the folks that were on there. Like Mary Tyler Moore, y'all, it looked like she was in her pajamas, y'all. And, they didn't do a close-up of her. And, y'all, she looked half dead. She just looked half dead. And, y'all, it just broke my heart. It just broke my heart. So, anyway, but, y'all, because all these folks that Big Fatty grew up watching on the TV machine, it was just sad. It was sad. But, y'all, that new TV program that I told you about, the Betty Whites Off Their Rockers, about the old people pulling the stunts on the young people, y'all, it was funny. I have to tell you, it was funny. I mean, now there were a couple of things in there that I kind of went, I don't know about this. But y'all, for the most part, I cackled. It was much better than I thought it was going to be. Let's just put it that way. I guess my expectations were low or whatever. But anyway, but it was funny. And, y'all, I talked to Larry Cly, and he says, you know, Brad Friday, next time you don't feel good or you can't sleep and you're just tossing and turning, just get up and watch the TV machine. It'll wear you out. And, y'all, I'm going to have to do that next time. But, y'all, hopefully old Thudhead will be able to sleep tonight. Y'all, the one thing that I have to say, and I still don't know who is responsible for this, is the Spotting Big Fatty. Y'all, I've added a link over at the BFO under, it's at the very top of the Fat Favorites. Because, y'all, right now, it is a Fat Favorite. Let me just tell you. Oh, dear, I got to say, y'all, y'all, and speaking of Betty White, there's Big Fatty as Miss Betty White. And y'all, my goodness, y'all, these things, they just keep popping up. And y'all, I gotta say that y'all are all quite clever and funny. And and y'all, you're gonna have to go over there and see and see these things. Y'all, that crazy Mexican Hat M has posted something that can Biba. Eric in the Seattles. Who else has posted something? Y'all, some people put the names on it and some people don't. Y'all, that Casey in Denver. Y'all, the inner circles are poopy. Bang! Freddy, there's a pig butt. But, anyway, but, y'all, I have to say, I used to say that can Beaver was the funniest person on the interwebs, but y'all, I don't know that I can limit it to her anymore. Now, granted, Kim Beaver is quite funny, but y'all, y'all are all, there's just something wrong with all of you, and I can't tell you how happy it makes me. And y'all, it's one of those things that I hope you'll go over and look at each and every day, because y'all, I've looked at it a couple of times today, and y'all, it has made me giggle, and it's made me feel better. And you know what else will make me feel better? Y'all, I tell you what, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from the Stick It With a Poke over there trying to decide who the old goat is. Well, y'all, the old goat is Bill here in Charleston. He's the old goat. And y'all, they all confused, especially, and y'all, when that crazy Mexican Hat M is the one that has it all figured out, y'all, you know you're in trouble there. But anyway, y'all, it gives me great pleasure. It gives me great pleasure today to wish a happy exiting of the birth canal, y'all, to one of the co-creators of the Hammersaw, y'all. It is the celebration day for that David in Denver, dear Gussie McFreddy. And David, I'm just delighted that I remembered to do it because y'all, quite frankly, Big Fatty, in the condition he's in, I'm surprised that I can remember to do a little show. But David, I hope that you have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal, and I hope that you get Brian. I hope old Brian out there. Does something nice for you. Big Freddy, that'd be a change.
Oh. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Big Fatty, hi, it's Peter G, and I'm here in Woodland Hills at the surface of the sun, but I'm not on the Vera tour. I'm here for see a friend whose mother died and go to a memorial service and clean out her apartment and stuff like that. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? But you did ask me to go to the Vons. Hey, yo, Va, and I did, and I spent $19.60, and I saved $7.52, which is a 29% savings. I think that's pretty damn good, even for the surface of the sun. Thank you for calling. Bye, Big Fatty.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is that Peter G, and he was out there in the Walnut Hills over the weekend. It wasn't the best of circumstances, but y'all, he was just a tweeter twatting. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Tweeter twatting. He was just a tweeter twatting out there, and y'all, he and old Digger, Tom of Tom and Terry, y'all, they were tweeter twatting about things, and y'all, that's just medicine. And what else? Y'all, Peter G went to the bowling alley. You know, right around the corner from the Vons. Yo, hey. And y'all went by the Vons. Yo, no, not that Vons. Went by the Vons Superette. But y'all, I don't believe Kathy was working. However, he did try to hand out CDs of a show. But y'all, he was not on the Vera Charles tour. Although it sounds to me like, oh, and y'all, and then he went and had a $104 supper at some steakhouse somewhere, which was right beside where the Vons goes to get our goddamn dental work done. So y'all, for someone who wasn't on the Vons tour, I mean on the Vera Charles tour, y'all, he hit quite a few of the highlights. And Peter G, you should be very proud of those savings that you had there at the Vons. I don't know what the hell you bought, but anyway, I appreciate you running by there and checking on things. And I was just wondering if you were able to see the reserve parking space for the Vons. Yo, hey, yo. It's usually marked with a stork or something, and you know the Vons just pulls right into that space, you know, because evidently when the Vons has been going there, you know, these fat people. Big Fatty, you're getting snarky. Move forward.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's John Kobeck in New York City. How are you? Listen, I was just listening to your shows, the BFO 1027, because I'm catching up. I'm a little behind. And you announced that you're going to be, in 5 years, you're going to be 60. I was flabbergasted. I had no idea. I never would have guessed you to be more than 45. So I felt compelled to call you and tell you that. Have a great weekend, what's left of it. Bye.
Well, John, thank you so much. That's just so lovely for you to say things like that. And, John, I do not think that there's an ulterior motive here, but there are those who listen to the BFO who may be thinking, oh, he's just trying to become the number one fan of the BFO for 2012 by sucking up to Big Fatty. And, y'all, I know I don't think John's trying to do that at all. John, thank you so much. And anytime you want to call and compliment Big Fatty on how youthful he is, please, please do not hesitate. And, John, I've got to apologize to you because every time I mention New York City, I can never remember that you're there. But John, know in my heart that when I say I know there's somebody else there, that you are that person. So anyway, but John, I do hope you're going to enter the contest for being the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. Even though you're behind, let's see, that was episode 1027. You're about 10 episodes behind. Maybe you've caught up some more since you've made your cellular telephonic device call. I don't know, but y'all, we are going to start that contest next week. We're not going, and I'll give you the details on how you go about doing that next week. And y'all, everybody on the face of the earth, everybody on the face of the earth, except for Joe in Dallas. And y'all, it is not because he's will be eligible for that contest. Y'all, it's just that you cannot follow yourself as the number one fan. You cannot repeat. Big Fatty, there's enough repeating on this little show without other people doing it. Yes? Oh, dear God, see, y'all, somebody is sending. Oh, but y'all, by the way, that Dells in Dallas has started playing the, what do you call that? The Scramble with Friends with Big Fatty. And y'all, he's good. Y'all, I've got a couple of more voice letters. Plus, Miss Bacon, I'm happy to report that I have received an answer for your question about what's the deal with bacon in Canada. I've received an answer for that, and I'm working on the theme music for that. But you know, I gotta start feeling better before. Oh, Dick, I see. Before I can play that voice letter for you. Anyway, y'all, it seems like there was something else I was going to say to you, but I don't remember what it is. Y'all, I'm just kind of thud-head, I'm telling you. I'm just thud-heady. And so anyway, y'all, if you didn't get a chance to watch that Betty White's old people show, y'all, I highly recommend it. It's called Betty White's Off Their Rockers. And y'all, it's cute. It's cute. It's kind of candid camera, and those old people are off their rockers, pretty much like.
I think Big Fatty is confusing.
I know, but no.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.